Bible Faith Made Practical. Day 2. Are you not much more valuable? Are you not much more valuable than they? Hello, I'm Andre Amsing from Bible Faith Made Practical. This is Day 2. Are you not much more valuable than they? A chemist once calculated the value of a human being in terms of raw materials. His conclusion was that a person was not very valuable. He's worth about $8.35 if you count the water, potassium, magnesium, calcium, and other minerals at market price. But that doesn't mean that we are not worth much. Jesus says exactly the opposite about how valuable we are. What makes our lives so precious is that God has breathed into us imagination, language, and creativity. But also that the Almighty God Himself is interested in us, because in His eyes, you are totally unique. We are not a skeleton, and we're not an iRobot. Totally unique in the universe? Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image." And then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. So let's stop saying, "I'm a nobody, I'll never succeed." Who do you think you are? Who are you to contradict God? Do you need scientific proof that you are a walking miracle? No one has exactly the same DNA as you. The iris of your eyes, your fingerprints are different than all other humans. In fact, you are a walking miracle and one of a kind. Jesus himself says this about you, because you are worth it, much earlier than the slogan publicist chose for a certain brand of cosmetics. Since you have been made in his image, the Father who takes such good care of the birds has even more reason to take care of you. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Birds do not sow or reap, and they do not store anything in barns. The fact is that they don't know how to sow and reap, but you do. You know how to ensure the future of your family. If not, change what you're doing. Do not expect that God does for you that which you can do for yourself with his help. He will do his part if you do yours. You do the sowing, God gives the growth, and only then will you reap. Have you heard the latest? Are you not much more valuable? If you want more messages like this, go ahead and visit BibleFaithMadePractical.com and download the ebook.